I continue to push and expand through the inner noise and external chatter. The act of writing these moments of realizations and discoveries down continues to be a catalyzing activity that is connecting dots that might not have found each other. It's also been very important to consolidate these thoughts into a single source to reference later. Of course, like most things, this need introduced new challenges that required new solutions. My need to keep all this organized has introduced me to a whole new world of tools to support the work of personal knowledge management. I will definitely talk about that topic in more depth on a later episode. I also acknowledge just how vital it's been to do something with the thoughts I'm having. Crafting them into these musing moments have been a great exercise for me to distill them down even further in my mind. The actions to take arise out of this commitment. Today's conversation, though, is about balancing creativity with the pragmatic need to follow through. This is like mixing oil with water for some of us. We will be talking about doing the work to really understand who we want to serve and how that's played out for me up to this point. How to define who they are, what to pay attention to when testing those assumptions, making sure we have space to review, refine, and elevate, and how hard this work is for the typical creative to keep consistent. If you've ever engaged with a marketer in the past or are a marketer yourself, you will have likely gone through an exercise of defining an ideal customer persona or avatar. If you've never done this, you really need to. It will be one of the many things you'll either love or absolutely hate doing. But I think this work is very important. I also think it's a trap that leaves you thinking that whatever you created is the truth. It isn't, especially if you're the type of person that makes decisions without really validating anything with data, which is likely a large portion of creatives, myself included, though I'm not 100% sure, I've not looked at the stats. It's a hypothesis at best and needs to be reviewed and reflected on proactively as a way to confirm or deny our speculations, which for many intuitive creators can be correct. But so many of our carefully crafted plans rarely get stress tested in battle. And I think we shy away from this because we fear it might not be right. And if it's not right, then what? What do we do then? The thought of starting from scratch or pursuing something we don't really want can be a scary proposition. What better solution than to avoid it completely? But this can be a great asset. The more we understand what doesn't work, the better position we are in to ensure what does. Andy Warhol's relationship between creativity and business is a great example of what I mean. He said that business art is the step that comes after art. Being good in business is the most fascinating kind of art. During the hippie era, people put down the idea of business. They'd said money is bad and working is bad, but making money is art and working is art and good business is the best art. Regardless of your practice or the body of work you're building, your relationship to business must evolve. Who I thought my ideal client was has been contrasted with the reality of who they really were over the course of a decade of working with them. And if I was willing to look, which I rarely did, I could see what was valid and what wasn't. What I thought they were experiencing, who I thought they were, and who I thought I wanted to work with versus the reality of the engagement. The hypothesis was being stress tested. The variables of values, needs, and personality, both positive and negative, were being collected. Each of us building a body of work, and each of us are building a body of work, must continue to evaluate who we think we're serving against the reality of who we actually served. The difference, however, in our game versus the traditional business is to keep the elements that we really enjoy and cut the ones that don't. They're not necessarily the ones that make financial sense. And I think this is where we find ourselves careening off course, questioning why we're doing what we're doing. It's because we're attempting to play the game of fulfillment and meaning with the pieces you need to play the game, getting paid and responding to market needs. It's not to say you can't get paid, though, because if you've been doing this for any measure of time, clearly you can. It's so easy to throw the proverbial baby out with the bathwater, thinking, okay, that didn't work. Guess I need to do something else. Yes, some things didn't work, but some things did. Keep those to make space for the pieces of the puzzle you're making up to fit as you go. The persons I am serving now is a unique creator. They have the best attributes of the entrepreneur, visionary leader, and difference maker I thought I wanted to serve. They want to make money, but are not driven by profit. They're creating a business, but to help them achieve their personal objectives, not because of market need. They are artists and creators in their own right, but not necessarily painters, sculptors, craft makers, or performers. They are specialists in their practice as thinkers, healers, alchemists, makers, and builders, but operate from a generalist mindset and more expansive than their industry would prefer. They're big picture thinkers, willing to challenge popular opinion, but not necessarily visionary. They are building a body of work and need help, organizing and defining what it is, how to plan their conversation points, and present their ideas clearly to others. They need to develop strategies, expand awareness, diversify their skills and abilities, and are willing to put in the work to understand the inner mechanics of all those necessary elements. They want to be fearless, imaginative, and push boundaries, and know they can't do it on their own. This is the new truth. I know this too will evolve, but right now this feels right. And so if this resonates with you, if you found yourself in that crowd I described, then maybe you're a fit for the Magic Color Maker community or to work one-on-one with me. There's only one thing I recommend at this point, and that's to test out that hypothesis and see. We'll hope to see you inside.